We especially appreciate those who are visiting with us. You are our delighted guests, and we're glad that you are here. You know, whenever I'm asked to go somewhere and to preach a gospel meeting, I usually preach a series of lessons, several lessons that are all on the same subject. But when I'm here at home, I don't normally like to preach series because they tend to then spread out over several Sundays, and I think sometimes it can get to be a little maybe a little bit boring or something. And so I don't normally like to do series. But every now and then, when I'm here, I like to sneak one in. And I have been doing that the last few weeks. I don't know if you have noticed it or not, but we've had a series of lessons that have been addressing the subject of the church of Jesus. This one church that Jesus declared that he would establish. This group of people who are described as a flock with Jesus as the shepherd, as this household of God, as the body of Jesus and he as their head, as this grapevine with Jesus as the vine and we as disciples are the individual branches. This kingdom of which we are citizens with Jesus as our great and mighty monarch. And so the Bible speaks about this church of God and this one church, not many, but one church that Jesus sought to establish. And we've been talking in some recent lessons about several aspects of this church because I think it's important for us as disciples to truly understand this concept, especially because of the world in which we live, where the idea of the church of Jesus Christ is sometimes so poorly understood. The Bible teaches that this one church is really a way of describing all those throughout the world and throughout time from, say, the day of Pentecost until Jesus would return, all those who are faithful to him. All those who believe in Jesus as the Christ and are truly seeking to follow him. They are collectively described as this one church, this one body, this one flock, all of those images that depict the people of God. And as we've talked about in some recent lessons, God in his wisdom called upon individual saints in a local area to band themselves together and form a local church organization with leadership. And so that group in that local area can function collectively and can encourage one another and worship together and edify one another and grow in their knowledge of the teaching of Jesus Christ so that each and every individual can be motivated to maintain their faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that each and every individual can be motivated to maintain his or her spot in that one body of Jesus Christ, that one universal church of Jesus. And so we've looked at this in some recent lessons, and we've talked about this way that God has organized his people together. And we've talked about the fact that God in his wisdom did not create denominations. That is, he did not create a system whereby there would be a lot of different teachings that different groups of believers in Jesus might choose to follow, as if one group or maybe one organization of congregations over here might have a particular kind of pattern of worship that they engage in or a set of doctrines that they hold to, and that would distinguish them from some other organization of congregations over here, a denomination that would have a different set of traditional teachings or different set of practices. And that there would be, say, a Lutheran church or a Presbyterian church or a Catholic church or whatever. You don't read about that in the scriptures. Instead, what you do read about is that one church with that one body of doctrine and God calling upon all believers in Jesus Christ to seek to follow that one truth and in their individual local congregations to be worshiping in accordance with that truth and working together in accordance with that one truth so that all might individually be members of that one church of Jesus Christ. So this idea of denominations we've been talking about is something being contrary to the teaching of the scriptures. The Bible talks also about this organizational structure of God's people being just independent congregations. We've talked recently about the fact that when you look at the New Testament, there's not some kind of organizational structure larger than a local church. You just read about independent, autonomous local congregations. You don't have a typical denominational kind of organizational structure where a lot of congregations are somehow banded together by some board of leaders or some set of institutions like missionary societies that would band these congregations together, or schools that would somehow band these congregations together so they form some larger than a local church kind of organization, or publishing houses that would band these congregations together, or benevolence agencies that all these congregations support. And so these are the agencies that our congregations support. And so you have this kind of a denominational organizational structure. You don't read about that in these scriptures. Instead, what you read about, as we've emphasized, are these independent, autonomous local churches. The use of the word church in scripture is something that we have alluded to. You see the word church used in the sense of, first of all, this universal body of saved people, this one body, one church throughout time, throughout the world, and then also the word church used of a local congregation. But you certainly don't read in the New Testament the word church being used to refer to a denomination. When people talk about the Catholic Church, they're talking about all these local congregations that together collectively comprise the Catholic Church, the Catholic denomination. You don't read the word church used in that sense in Scripture. Or if you talk about, say, the Southern Baptist Convention of Churches, it's a denomination, and the word church is used there to refer to all of these Southern Baptist congregations that then collectively form that Baptist church. You don't read the word church in the New Testament used in that denominational sense. It's a foreign concept. And so this is what we've tried to suggest in some recent lessons. And that's what I meant when I said that I kind of snuck that in on you. I've preached some lessons here recently that all relate to this general theme of the church and trying to help us understand the New Testament church and what it is, and how God intended it to function. And I've said all that this morning to now talk with you a little bit about the Valrico Church of Christ. I've shown you a lot of websites of denominational churches. And this is our website. And we refer to ourselves as the Church of Christ meeting in Valrico, Florida. And the question I want us to think about this morning, are we a denomination? Are we a denominational church? That's the question I'd like us to think about. Because we talk a lot about the fact that we're not. In fact, a lot of times I'll speak about, in fact, to our visitors, I'll talk about how we are an undenominational church trying to serve the Lord here in this local area. And we'll use expressions like that would seem to indicate that we're claiming to not be a denomination. But the question I want us to think about and think about very seriously this morning, are we a denomination? And when I use the term we, I'm talking about the individuals here that comprise this local congregation that we refer to as the Valrico Church of Christ. Are we a denomination? And I want to say to you that we seek not to be. We seek to belong to that one church. And when I say we here, I mean we as individuals. I hope that what we're doing, what we're teaching, what we're trying to emphasize to people is that we all as individuals need to be seeking to be reckoned by God as among that one church, that one flock, that one body, that one household of God, that God knows who all the individuals are, who comprise it. And each of us needs to be seeking to belong to that one church. And in that sense, there is only one. We seek to follow that one body of truth. And we talk about this a lot in our classes and in our sermons here, that we're trying to just follow what the Bible says. And when we talk to our visitors, we say that we're not a denomination and we're just following what the Bible says. And that is our standard. That is our creed. And to call ourselves a denomination would just violate all that. To say that we, the Valrico Church of Christ, are a denomination, or that this congregation is somehow a congregation that is organizationally tied to other churches of Christ, so that all these churches of Christ form the Church of Christ denomination, to speak like that would just undermine everything that we've been seeing the New Testament talks about. And so those are some initial points I want us to think about when we ask this question, are we a denomination? But if we can understand all of that, I want to very quickly affirm this, that non-denominationalism is a claim. That's all it is. We're claiming that. We're claiming to not be a denomination. We're claiming to not be considering ourselves part of some organization of churches of Christ that somehow form a denominational organization. We're claiming that. We're claiming to be following that one truth. We're claiming to be affirming that all we're concerned about is being part of that one church of Jesus Christ and individually being reckoned by God as members in that one church. That's a claim. And it's very much like somebody claiming, I'm an obedient disciple. You know, if I asked you, are you obedient to the Lord? Are you faithful? Well, you said, yes, I am. Well, okay. But in the final analysis, who ultimately determines whether or not you're really being faithful to the Lord? Who's the ultimate arbiter of that question? Well, God is. The Lord is. So really, at best, when you say, well, I'm faithful, I'm a faithful Christian, at best, that's a claim. Or people very often will ask you in the world, you know, maybe this person is a Buddhist, or this person is Jewish, and ask, well, are you something religious? And you say, I'm a Christian. Well, at best, that's a claim, because what you're claiming is that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus is the one who ultimately is going to determine whether or not you really are or are not. That's true with all of us. And we need to understand that this idea of us saying that we're not a denomination, we need to understand that other people will, in fact, other people do view us as a denomination. Despite what we claim about ourselves, despite the fact that we affirm that we're not seeking to be part of some denominational organization, and despite the fact that we say that we're just trying to be individually members of that one body of Jesus Christ, that universal body of saved people, the fact of the matter is that people in our world are going to look at us and are going to claim that we are a denomination, whether we say that we are or not. And we need not be surprised about that. In Acts chapter 24 and verse 14, we there read of the fact that the group of Christians in the first century were referred to by the unbelieving Jews as a sect of the Nazarenes. Think about that. A sect of the Nazarenes. This one church that Jesus said he was going to establish. Well, starting on that Pentecost, he had 3,000 plus people, and it kept growing and growing. And yet, Acts 24 says that those non-Christian Jews who had not accepted Jesus as the Christ, they were saying that it's a sect of the Nazarenes. And the language that they're using is that denominational type of sectarian language that Jews of the first century would use to refer to the various Jewish sects like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Essenes. And then over there, well, those Jews over there who believe in Jesus as the Messiah, they're the sect of the Nazarenes. They were being viewed as just another sect of Judaism. Well, is that how the Christians referred to themselves? Would they have said, yes, we're a Jewish sect? Well, no. But that's how Jews of their day viewed them. Because that's how Jews of their day were viewing all Jews, who were all claiming to be God's people and all claiming to be faithful followers of God, and yet they had their individual ways of serving God. And so in the Jewish mind of that first century, you had Pharisaic Jews, you had Sadducean Jews, you had Essenic Jews, and then here are these Christian Jews over there. They're the sect of the Nazarene Jesus. Well, others are going to say that we are a denomination. I mean, you can say all you want to that, okay, the sign that we have out there that, okay, a Church of Christ that meets here at Valrico, and our website, you know, says that, you know, a Church of Christ that meets here in this area. You can explain to people all you want to that we don't mean by that we are somehow part of some organization of Churches of Christ that form a denomination, the Church of Christ denomination. Let me get the word out. You can say that all day long, and yet other people are just going to look at you and say, well, you're a member of the Church of Christ denomination. That's how they're going to view you. And it's always been the way that it is. People claiming to not be a sect, not be a denomination, people have always said otherwise. And we need to understand this. As we think about the fact that our being non-denominational, it's at best just a claim. And God's ultimately going to assess how well we are following it, how well that accurately describes us. Our own failings do not mean that we quit striving. Because sometimes what you discover, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in the next few minutes, but what you discover is that there's some denominational thinking among a lot of us, even though we're claiming that we're not a denomination. And so you have to acknowledge that we've made some mistakes here, and there's some failures here, and we need to make some corrections here. And when you look at, historically, just people who have claimed that they're striving to be just New Testament Christians, you look historically, and it doesn't take very long where you begin to discover some areas where, well, they didn't really do everything right. Or even where they said they were not being a denomination, there's a lot of denominational things that you kind of observe people doing. And congregations doing. But that doesn't mean that you quit striving. Several years ago, I was preaching in Kansas City, Missouri, and there was a couple there who... I think there were a lot of other factors that were involved in all this, but at least one of the factors that ultimately led to their leaving us, and ultimately, as far as I can tell in my judgment, falling away from the truth of Jesus in a very obvious and glaring way. But one of the things that led them to that is that one day they just decided that they saw some things among us that even though we claimed that we were not a denomination, they discovered some things that they thought were denominational, erroneous concepts. And you know what? They were right, sure. And I said to them, you're exactly right. And they said, but how can we claim that we're not a denomination when we've got denominational thinking among us? And I said, it's just a claim. What you're putting your finger on is the fact that there's some weaknesses there. We need to make corrections. Welcome to living as a Christian. It's always about making correction. They just couldn't accept that. In their mind, and I really believe it was because they themselves had a denominational view of what the Church of Christ was. They sort of viewed it as, well, the Church of Christ is this organization of congregations that call themselves Churches of Christ, and it's the right party, it's the right organization. That's kind of how they were viewing it. And so when they finally discovered in their minds that, well, there's some denominationalism among the thinking of these people, they just decided, well, then this must not be an undenominational party, and so they left. And I guess they ostensibly left to go find some group of people that were successful in not having any denominational failings among them. And they never found it. And so what they finally did is just start worshiping with a denomination that claimed to be a denomination, and they themselves eventually just said, we're denominationalists and nothing wrong with that. Well, they just threw the baby out with the bathwater, as the saying goes. Here's the problem in their thinking. I didn't grasp this idea that the Church of Jesus is not some party that you join like a political party. No, it's a group of people who are striving to follow the Lord, and at best, we're claiming to be faithful. At best, we're claiming to not be a denomination, because at best, we're striving to not be that. But sometimes, we make some mistakes, and there's some mistakes in our thinking. But that doesn't mean you just quit trying to not live as a non-denominational Christian and just follow the Lord. No, it means that you strive all the more. You make corrections where you see corrections need to be made. So are we a denomination? Are we? What we need to understand is we need to be striving to not be that and to weed out misconceptions among us that are not in accordance with the proper concept of the church that the New Testament talks about. We must strive to be non-denominational. It's a constant battle. It's constantly striving to live up to the standard of just being a Christian and not being a denominationalist. It's a constant striving. We need to examine our beliefs and practices. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. There the Apostle Paul said, test yourselves, examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. That's what we have to do here. To always be examining ourselves, to make sure that we're not being denominational and sectarian and partyistic in our thinking. We need to properly speak of the church and properly conceive of the church. And this is where so often we tend to see some failings on our part, because it's easy in a world where we are immersed with denominational teaching and concepts and language, it's so hard for us to not be influenced by that in the way that we speak, in the way that we think of even what we, quote, quote, are. The one church is all those who are faithful to the Lord. Again, I emphasize that point. But sometimes in practical daily life, we tend to forget that. And people out there in the world certainly don't see us in that way. The Lord's church is not an organization of congregations. It's the wrong way to view it. The Valrico Church of Christ is not part of an organization made up of churches of Christ. And so together, collectively, we form the Church of Christ organization, comprised of all these local churches of Christ. That's not the New Testament concept. That's not what we're striving to be. Oftentimes, though, as we said, people in the world, they're going to see you as being that, though. That's how they're going to refer to you. And sometimes we ourselves mistakenly conceive of ourselves in that same way. You ever had this kind of conversation with somebody? Somebody starts talking with you about religion and Christianity and this and that, and person finds out, and you go to the Valrico Church of Christ, and they say, you people in the Church of Christ think you're the only ones going to heaven. You ever had somebody say that to you? You people in the Church of Christ think you're the only ones going to heaven. Okay, now how is that person conceiving of the Church of Christ? What's his concept? It's a denominational concept that person has. He's thinking of the Valrico Church of Christ as being part of an organization made up of congregations, churches of Christ, and together collectively all these Church of Christ congregations, they form this Church of Christ denomination. And so he says, and you people in that Church of Christ denomination, you think you're the only ones going to heaven. And of course, if that's the concept a person has of what the Church of Christ is, yes, that's an outlandish and arrogant kind of attitude. And that's how the person takes it. But what's the biblical concept of the Church of Jesus Christ? And what should we mean when we talk about that. By definition, the church of Jesus Christ, the one church of Jesus Christ, by definition, it's, well, all those people who are faithful to Jesus. And the Lord knows who they are. And so by definition, yeah, all those who comprise the church of Jesus Christ, all those individuals who comprise the church of Jesus Christ, by definition, they're the ones who are going to heaven, because that's what that terminology in the Bible means. But people you're talking to in the world, that's not what they mean when they use that terminology. And so they view you in a denominational way. Here's the problem, though. Sometimes we ourselves, we fall right in line with this. And we ourselves sort of view ourselves, sometimes unwittingly, unconsciously, in a denominational way. And that's what we need to guard against. Having a conversation with somebody, you know. Oh, really? You go to church? Well, what are you? Person says, I'm Baptist. And what's your response? Oh, I'm Church of Christ. You ever had that kind of conversation? You ever said that? Do you see how that use of the term Church of Christ, how you're using that in a denominational way, just like the person you're talking to is, and how he's conceiving of it? You see how unbiblical that is? The New Testament, it talks about the Church of Christ. It's not talking about some organization of congregations that refer themselves as churches of Christ. But yet you are, in your terminology, that's kind of how you're engaging in conversation with your friend when you do that. In fact, you're being very denominational and sectarian, because what your friend is doing is he's trying to explain to you what kind of Christian he is, what denomination of a Christian he is. He's not a Methodist. He's not a Catholic. He's not an Episcopalian. He's a Baptist. He belongs to the Baptist denomination. And he asks, well, what are you? And you, if you said, I'm a Christian, he says, oh, well, I know that. But what kind of Christian are you? And you fall right in line with that, and you say, well, I'm Church of Christ. And he means by that terminology, and really you, if you're honest with yourself, probably mean by that terminology, a denominational sense of Church of Christ. You're thinking of this collectivity of congregations that wear the name Church of Christ. And collectively they form this party of congregations known as the Church of Christ. That's not a biblical concept. And we sometimes fall right into that, and we don't realize that. Two people having a conversation. Is Jill a Christian? And the other girl knows something about Jill. She says, well, yes, but she's not a member of the Church of Christ. You see how we kind of use this terminology in a denominational way? And I think sometimes we maybe, it's because we have the concept, even on a conscious level, that the Church of Christ, it's this organization of congregations that wear the name Church of Christ, and that's the right organization to join. And if that's how we're viewing it in an unbiblical and denominational way. And, you know, you have directories of Churches of Christ in the United States. And if you're not careful, you know, books like this, it's going to allow you to think. And, in fact, probably even the authors of a lot of these books think very denominationally. And, of course, the purpose in some of these books is, you know, you're traveling and you just want to, you know, hopefully maybe find some group of Christians in some local area in whatever state you're going to be traveling to. And so you're just kind of hoping that you can have some listing of some group of people who are truly striving to be non-denominational, true Christians. And so that's the purpose of this kind of a book. And I'm not saying that this is an inherently wrong thing to have a directory of this. But what I'm saying is, do you see how it so easily makes us start thinking of the Church of Christ in a denominational sense. In fact, we even start thinking of the Church of Christ as this organization comprised of all these local churches of Christ. And that's the party that I belong to. And so I'm trying to find a local chapter in the state of Wisconsin I'm traveling to or something. It's a wrong conception. It's a wrong way to view all of this. And so the whole point of this lesson, and we'll talk this evening about a few more things that can kind of maybe help us fine-tune our thinking and correct our thinking a little bit here. The whole point of this lesson is to emphasize to us that when we claim to not be a denomination, it's just that, a claim. And we've got to constantly be striving to be non-denominational. And what that means is that we're constantly examining our beliefs and our practices to really make sure that this is what we're following. The New Testament is what we're following, and is what we are following, and that we're not following some human tradition, and that's really our standard, that human tradition. That's what we've got to constantly be guarding against. And it's tough sometimes, because we have to be honest with ourselves and make corrections and constantly be open to correcting ourselves. And we've got to properly speak and conceive of the church. And as I've suggested this morning, a lot of times we speak of the church in a way that's really unbiblical. And it shows a concept in our mind that is denominational to the core, oftentimes. And so we've got to correct that in ourselves. And so these are some things that I hope we can be challenged with. And so in this little series that I snuck in on you, I've been setting you up for the last 2 or 3 weeks with this, or for this. So I thank you for listening to me. But more than that, I hope you'll really be thinking about the things that we're talking about and trying to challenge you with in your own thinking and in your own vernacular, your own speech. I wonder if there's someone here this morning who is not a Christian. We sure would like to see you be baptized into Jesus Christ this morning. And when we say that, we're not meaning that you somehow be baptized into our denomination. That's not at all what we're talking about. We're just talking about you doing what the apostles of Jesus in the first century called upon all people to do, to believe in Jesus, be baptized into Jesus, and begin to follow him. If that's what you have not done, then you need to do that. And if we can assist you, we sure would like to. Or maybe you're a Christian, but yet you haven't been living as a Christian. Again, we want you to come back to the Lord. And if we can help you do that, let that be known, won't you? While together we stand and sing this song of encouragement.